Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Sean Durbin with the Decatur County Health Department. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Tom. Great to be back.
Well, great to have you on the show once again, Sean. And of course, this is something that we talked about with Ripley and Franklin County Health Officer Dr. David Welsh recently. And that's the number of respiratory ailments that are going around. And I know there's been some spikes in COVID and some others, but what are you seeing out there?
So we are seeing a lot of everything. And the COVID spikes, we definitely are seeing. Most of our COVID tracking now throughout the state is actually being done through wastewater testing. So we have seen some spikes in southeastern Indiana in the wastewater positivity for COVID. So we are seeing an awful lot of people wanting to be tested, which we are no longer doing, or to get home tests, which we also no longer have, but they can get their tests through the federal government. We're also seeing a lot of people coming in for their RSV shots, as well as flu still and COVID. I personally have not heard of a lot of the RSV on the rise. There does seem to be some mysterious virus going around that is not RSV. It is not the flu, and it is not COVID, but it seems to cause a bit of a cough and linger for quite a while. Probably a rhinovirus, but we're not sure.
And the RSV is usually, that's the young and old. Is that pretty much what the group that it affects?
That's right, yeah. So over 60 and then children. And most of the pregnant women will also get that.
All right. And then, of course, you mentioned the rhinovirus. And for those who may not be familiar or well-versed on that, what exactly is a rhinovirus?
Well, it's a common cold, basically. It's what goes around every year. This year just seems to have a particularly bad strain going around. So.
All right. And then you mentioned, I thought it interesting, the fact that wastewater plays in the number of COVID diagnoses. I mean, that's fascinating. I mean, without getting too graphic, I mean, how does that, would that work?
Sure. So many wastewater treatment plants across the state have agreed to test their wastewater for people who are shedding the COVID virus. So what they actually do is they measure the wastewater for the amount of COVID in it, and that's how they can tell. It's a surveillance strategy. It's not really, you know, it doesn't do anything but say it looks like we have COVID cases here. So it doesn't diagnose anything. It just says that we have people shedding virus
okay.
in large amounts.
So. Oh, okay. I see. So it's just, you know, as you said, the key word there is surveillance.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then as far as some prevention, of course, those are always good to put out there. What are some things that people can do to try and prevent being hit with these diseases, especially as we head into the holiday season?
Yeah, sure. We're just follow the same things you would with any other respiratory illness. You want to stay away from people if you're sick. You want to stay away from people who are sick if you are not. Masks work great. So, you know, any respiratory illness, we would recommend wearing a mask during the peak times of it. There's, you know, we all got used to wearing the mask. You can wear them again when you're going out if you want. You know, there's not going to be any mask mandates. Nobody needs to worry about that. But certainly if you are vulnerable or you want to, wear a mask. Wash your hands. It's the same old things that we've been talking about for years, really. Just stay away from people who are sick. Practice common hygiene.
And, of course, a lot of people, it's always good to remind them that if they are sick, to stay home from work and school.
That's right. And if you have a fever, you should stay at least until you're 24 hours fever-free, no matter what the illness is.
All right. Anything else on those particular topics, Sean Durbin?
I just want to encourage people to continue to get their vaccines. Flu vaccine, we're still, you know, in the midst of the flu season. We have flu vaccine. I'm sure it's available in many places, so I encourage you to get those, your RSV if you're eligible, and your COVID boosters, as well as your other routine vaccines.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Sean Durbin with the Decatur County Health Department right after this. And welcome back as we continue our visit with Sean Durbin with the Decatur County Health Department. And Sean, we talked about some of the diseases and things going around. Getting back to the local level, if you could give a little bit of a snapshot of some of the things that the department does.
Yeah, so we do, of course, all the routine things that any health department does. We do our vaccines, as we just spoke about. We have vital records, which is birth and death certificates. We also do the we do all of the food establishment inspections, and we do septic inspections, as well as if there is a complaint on a home which is considered unfit for human habitation for a health reason, we get involved in home inspections in that regard. And then there's a lot of other tasks that we do take care of. One of the things that I do want to highlight, though, is I have this very dynamic team now who is really aggressive and go-getters, and they're always looking for new programs, and they're doing all kinds of exciting things. And you may have seen some of our marketing. We're doing a lot more in the way of themed type events. And tomorrow, actually, we have a mental health first aid class that we are sponsoring at the health department. We're really excited about that. So you'll be seeing many more things like that that we expand into our areas of service, especially as we start working on some of these Health First Indiana priorities.
And that is interesting, that mental health first aid, and because you think of CPR when you hear of first aid and things of that nature. But give us an idea behind this. I guess, of course, I know a lot of folks are dealing with mental health issues and things of that nature. So is this kind of like give them a snapshot, or at least some things to look for, and kind of help them out, basically?
That's right. It's very much like any first aid class you would take. It is all about mental health first aid. So what it's going to do is it's going to help you recognize when someone is in a mental health crisis, or even just an issue. It doesn't have to be a crisis. They can just be at a point where they need some help. And it will help you almost perform the triage and the initial steps for them to get help. It does not make you a mental health professional. It does not give you the tools to guide somebody necessarily, you know, all the way to health. But what it will do is, much like first aid, will teach you how to stop a bleed, or, put the tourniquet on or whatever. That's kind of what this does. So it will help that person get to the point where they can receive more and extensive help.
Okay, so basically look for yellow or even red flags, that type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. And even recognize, you know, the super red flags that somebody is actually in a crisis and needs lots of help. So we want to look at mental health just like any other health aspect. Mental health is no different. It is a biological issue that has treatments, and we don't want to have stigma for anybody on that.
And that's also, I know that the state has really put that out there as well, the fact that this goes in lines with physical health as well, that mental health is a can be a health crisis.
That's right. It is. We sometimes think of mental health as something unrelated to our bodies, but we have to realize that mental health originates in the brain and with our hormones and our receptors, and that these are just biological systems, the same as when we have a cold or a flu or diabetes. These are things that our body needs help getting fixed.
And, of course, Sean, I understand that this is free of charge, but who can take part in this training?
Yeah, so we really urge anyone who has an interest in it to come out and do it. We would really like to see people who are maybe caregivers, or have friends or family, or anyone who may have some mental health, struggle with mental health issues. But really, it's for anybody, because it's much like taking a CPR class. You don't know when you're going to have to use it. So we would really just have everybody trained in this and ready to go. So we want to open this to anybody in the community.
Once again, that is Mental Health First Aid put on by the Decatur County Health Department, and that'll be held tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Health Department office, 315 South Ireland Street in Greensburg. And be sure you check out their social media and also the Facebook page, also the website as well, in.gov/localhealth/Decatur County for more information. Anything else as far as some other things that are going on with the health department?
So I don't have any real specific things to talk about. Just keep an eye on us for 2024. You're going to be seeing a lot of new and innovating things coming out of the Decatur County Health Department. We are expanding in all phases of what we do, and in particular, you'll probably see a lot more in the health education and some outreach programs. So we're really excited about what 2024 has to bring. Got a great staff. I'm excited about everything that's coming up. And yeah, I think that's about it.
All right. Very good. Well, Sean Durbin with the Decatur County Health Department, as always, we appreciate your time. Stay well. And look forward to hopefully calling on you again in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate your time.